I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Bride burning in India happens more often than you may know. Although there are an estimated 8,000 bride burning cases a year, very few are prosecuted. They happen when a groom's family isn't satisfied with the marriage dowry. They'll beat the bride to get more money from her family, and it can quickly escalate, even to setting her on fire. John with India Partners says they equip women with skills to earn income, and by doing so, they empower Indian women in their marriages and offer hope. For example,
by learning tailoring, a woman is able to take that skill and apply it in her own family, but she's also able to tailor and stitch clothes for other families and earn that income. And by having that income in the family, it raises her status within the family.
To learn more, visit missionnews.org. An Indonesian woman recently put her trust in Jesus. However, just before her newfound hope, she was prepared to take her own life. Widowed and dealing with financial problems, Sarenda sought help, but only found betrayal. FMI's Bruce Allen.
She went to the leader of her local mosque. She was Muslim. Most of the people in Indonesia are. But the only help he decided to offer her came with some strings attached. She would have to agree to sexual relations with him to receive any financial assistance. And the very thought of that bewildered her. And then it angered her that this religious leader would do this.
Then Sarenda encountered the FMI-supported pastor who introduced her to Christ's love, and it changed her life. Learn how to pray for Sarenda at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers a Christmas ornament handmade by Syrian refugees. Get yours at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.